Hey. Hey. Justin Bless, I'm the one. Yeah, man. It's Justin Bless, man. And I'm here, vibing with y'all, rocking with y'all. Man. I could just picture myself like walking out on stage and we playing this beat and you know what I mean, everybody going crazy, everybody going smooth with it. We're vibing with y'all in real life and that's what I'm envisioning right now. Visualization is very important. And with your life, man, visualize it. You gotta speak it as well. You gotta go out there and do it. Put that work in. Because you can speak, you can say, you can think, you can visualize, you can do all that. But if you're not putting the work towards it, man, it'll never come true. You feel me? So whatever the case might be, whatever that you're pursuing, put in that work, man. Put in that work. And it's not 100% guaranteed, but I guarantee you this. If you don't put in that work 100%, none of them dreams are ever going to become your reality. That's a fact, bruh. And you tuned into the Justin Bless podcast. Yo, man. Tapping in real quick. How I'm feeling, man. I ain't feeling the best. But it's all good, though. You feel me? And I'm here with you guys because I gotta be. It's not about you doing something that you love to do or like to do when you feel good only. Because every emotion is temporary. You might be down. You might be sad. You might be crying. You might be mad. Whatever the case might be, man, it's just temporary. So still do it, still pursue it, because the thing that you love to do, like I love doing the pod, it's more important to show up, you feel me? Because that's like what, 90% of the battle, and then you do the rest. A lot of people miss opportunities and they miss their dreams, pass them by. Because they just didn't show up. They just didn't show up to the docks when the ship was calling all aboard. Or is that the train that say that? The train's like all aboard. And you weren't even there. Because your tummy hurt. Or you have a headache. Or you had a bad day that wasn't the best. Man, you still got to show up. And if you don't feel good enough to show out, man, show up and show good. You feel me? And give it your best. Because your best will be plenty enough. But make sure when they yell all aboard, you're right there and you hopping on like, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Justin Bless, I'm here. Or whatever your name is, say it. Like, I'm here. And you ain't missing the opportunity, bro. You are not missing the opportunity. So, man, today we got a great pod for y'all. But before we do all that, let's tap into the news report. News report. Hey, man. So, something dope. Something real dope. And congratulations to everybody that was involved making this what it is. So the U.S. soccer reaches landmark agreement for equal pay for women and men. Respect. Yes, 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 yes. I love to see it. Love to hear it. You like it. I love it. Man, that is very dope, man. They've been fighting this battle. The women's been fighting this battle for a very long time, and they finally got the results that they've been seeking. So, which is dope. That is just amazing. Hopefully, like, the WNBA and all them other joints as well will get to that, because, man, there's only like 5 WNBA players that make $1 million. I know. That's what I'm saying. Mind blowing, because you would think they make more. Because basketball players, like, you see like you see Steph Curry's contract, like the richest ever. It's like $48 million like a year or something like that. Like, that's crazy. You know what I mean? Not crazy in a bad way. Like, that's crazy in a good way. And I love to see my niggas get paid and stuff like that. They deserve it, because they're the one that put the butts in the seats and buys the popcorn. And you know what I mean? It's because of them. It's because of their talent. So they deserve to get paid the most. I think they honestly deserve to get paid even more for the amount of stuff that they do and what they put their body through. So respects to, again, to the women's getting that equal pay in soccer. That is dope. That is real dope. What else is going on? Yo, this one's wild. This is wild. So monkeypox cases have been found in the U.S. and the U.K. Monkeypox. I heard about it, but I never like seen it in real life. Not like chickenpox or nothing like that. So monkeypox, I heard, is like you get it from a diseased, like, wild animal, like a monkey, right? And then you get like these bumps on your skin and stuff. And it's not like crazy deadly, like chickenpox or nothing like that. Like, chickenpox ain't deadly. Those ain't crazy deadly, but they are able, if you don't get the right medication and stuff like that, you could pass. So just be mindful, man. Wash your hands. Don't stay out too much, going too crazy, rubbing elbows with a lot of people. Because you never know, man. You never know. So y'all be chill, man. And in Africa, it's kind of wild, you know, because they have less access to, like, equal healthcare. So it shows, like, the disease kills as many as 1 in 10 infected people by the monkeypox. So y'all be chill. If you close to anybody over there, hey, make sure you go to the hospital, urgent care. Get yourself right. Get yourself situated and do your thing. Yo, so breaking, man. Apple says damn, my bad. But Apple says next big product is nearly here. It's a mixed reality headset. That sounds wild, yo. Like, it's like VR. That's what I believe. That's what's looking like it's gonna be, man. Yeah, man, it's definitely gonna be like a VR system. Y'all, it don't really have like a date or anything like that, but within the next several months, it will be released. And man, I'm looking forward to seeing what they got going on with that, man. Like me, VR systems and stuff like that, when you put headset on over your head, man, that's not me. Like, it's not. Like, I can't. I can't do that, bro. Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like you might get your head trapped in there and stuff like that. And yeah, man, I'm straight. Like, I'm too, you know, like iRobot, that movie with Will Smith, and he didn't trust those robots. Yeah, same over here, man. I ain't trusting none of them guys. No. Nope, nope, no. So I'm going to just be chilling, living my life, doing my own thing. And whatever I feel comfortable with doing, I'm going to do it. But I ain't going to do it because it's trendy. No, because that's the first mistake you can make. And we ain't making that mistake. Y'all be cool. Y'all be easy with whatever that you choose to let take part in your life, man. I ain't here to preach or nothing, but you know what I mean? Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all do y'all things. Y'all be safe. Y'all be easy, man. But yo, not a lot today. Not a lot that was going on. A lot was going on, but we ain't gonna go down like all of the news stuff. You know what I mean? Forget all that. But that was the news report. Beep 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 beep. News report. Port. Man. Yo, the last podcast, and I think the one even before that, man, I didn't do a shout out, which I really truly need to do. I need to do a shout out to my younger sister, Octavia. She recently graduated from college, so respects to her, claps and all that. Yep, that's her. Yep. Yeah, so she graduated from college, which is dope. Northern Arizona University, NAU. So respects to her. Respects. Because I didn't do the college thing. I did, but like I told you guys, man, I left because to me, it's a whole scam. Scammers. And I ain't with all that. You feel me? So, yeah, that's that. But so she had a party, right, last Saturday. A little graduation party, whatever, like barbecue and stuff like that. And I call these older folks my grandma and grandpa because I don't know my true grandma and grandpa. And I never seen them before, never talked to them, spoke to them or anything like that. So Jeff and Becky are this beautiful human, like pure hearted, like great, amazing individuals that been holding my family down for as 20 plus years or something like that. And they have done amazing things for my family and stuff. So I give them the highest respects, the highest. And they're amazing. They're dope. The cool, by far, hands down, the coolest, understanding, supportive, grandma and grandpa ever. You feel me? They're the same ones I was telling you guys about that when they never missed a birthday. It's them. Like, they never miss a birthday. Always, like, from a young kid to a much older kid, they have not missed a birthday from your boy. And that stuff is dope. But anyways, they're at the graduation, right? Graduation party. And I was, I seen them. And I was, oh my God, I haven't seen them in a long time. You feel me? So give them hugs and everything like that. And was talking. And I was so happy to show them like what I got going on, because the last time I went to their house and spoke to them and stuff, I was doing my clothing brand. This time I got my property. You feel me? So I like to bring them like good news and stuff like that. So I'm over here telling them like what's going on with me and stuff. And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, your mom was telling us. Like, man, you are doing really, really good. And it's cool because, man, this one time years ago, like I was getting good grades. And normally me getting good grades, I'm able to go to a state fair. They would always take me and my younger brother to the state fair. But that's if we had good grades. This one in particular year, I didn't have good grades. So I had to stay in this this nigga Quinn, which is my brother. That nigga went to the state fair. And I'm like, bruh, you know what I mean? Like, that's whack. I remember crying on the bunk bed. I slept on the top. And they're like, it's okay. Like, hey, hold on a second. Throw almost went out. They're like, it's okay. We're going to do it next year when you get your grades up, this, that, and the third, or whatever. But yeah, they used to always take us to the state fair, look after us, just amazing human beings, like I'm saying. So with their, like, when them, they said, like, yeah, your mom told us you're doing great and amazing. And I'm like, yeah, let me show you guys. So you feel me? I'm showing them, like, my progress and show them, like, the renovation, remodel, and, like, stuff like that, whoop-de-whoop. And I'm like, man, like, it feels good for me to like show them that, because when I was showing them that, I was thinking like back then, you know, they would hear little things here and there, like I'm getting in trouble and this and that. But for me to turn the course and turn it completely around and be able to do this and show them that, man, it was amazing. Them to be super happy for me. And Jeff, he has done rental properties before, like houses though. He had like, he said he had like three houses or so, and he rented those out. So it was cool that kind of followed in his footsteps away. But he did houses and I did apartments, you know, and without me even knowing that he did that and just did it. And we were talking and bonding like that. Like, it was cool. And he asked me this one question as well. I asked him, I was like, hey, no. He asked me, he was like, so what you driving nowadays? And I'm like, man, I ain't driving nothing nice. I'm driving a Mazda 3. It don't look the best, but it get me from point A to point B, most importantly, back to point A, which is home. And he was like, that's smart. And I was like, yeah, I could have. And I said, right now I can get a super nice car. But it's like, I have learned reading my books, it's about buying assets before liabilities. You got to earn your leisure. You got to earn that freedom in this world. When you're a kid, you already got it. But when you get older, you like pretty much kind of lose it because you got responsibilities, right, to take care of yourself and so on and so forth. And you might have a child and stuff like that. So you got to earn it, man. You got to go out there, put in the hard work and get it. And I'm just trying to keep that mindset on that, which is you got to earn it in a way. So I'm telling them basically assets before liabilities. And they're like, man, you're smart, man. Smart, smart, man. And like Jeff's like, man, there's some kids that I would love you to talk to because you are really shining and really seem like you got your head on straight and you're doing amazing. You're doing great work. And I'm like, I appreciate it. Thank you. And for them to give me a solid compliment like that was amazing. I was like, man, thank you. You feel me? Like, it was real cool. It was real, real, real cool. So that was dope, man. That was real dope. And and I told them I'm gonna have them over to the spot because I haven't had them over to my property just yet. Now, yeah, we'll love to see it. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna remodel the next unit and then I'll bring you guys on board and show you guys, you know, how I did everything and whoop de whoop and blah blah blah. And he's like, all right, that sounds good, that sounds great. So my unit one person is about to leave at the end of June. And this man, his name, we call him Dariush, just in case this ever gets to the boy. Dariush, that's what we gonna call him. Man, this nigga's full of shit, man. This nigga be making up the most BS that he could ever, I've ever heard, man, about anything about paying rent. And it's bad for him technically, because in Phoenix, it's getting extremely expensive to live here. And for some reason, I don't know if it's not clicking in this nigga's head or what it is, but he think this shit's a joke. And the thing is, like, you got a child as well. I'm looking at it like this, like, yo, you haven't been paying on time with your payments, and then again, you be on some BS with it. And it's like, bro, I wouldn't mind you staying if you just pay on time, because that's just what it is. Pay on time. You feel me? So I'm not worried about it. And my property management company don't got to chase you down, email you, or whatever the case is. Like, you just pay on time. And I would be cool. I'd be like, yo, like, I'm not looking to be the greediest or to be the richest. Like, nah. I'm definitely trying to be rich, most deaf about that. And I'm most deaf I'm going to get it, and I'm pursuing to make it happen. But it's like, bruh, like, how don't you understand the rental market in a way? That after this point, like, you had to at least see the prices and or just hear, period, people talking. Because that's a hot topic in Arizona, period. That, damn, it's so expensive to live out here. It's way more expensive. And this nigga lived here like most of his life. I think like 25 years, 30 years or something like that. And he's older than me, you know? And I'm like, you got a child to look after. And you're not even like considering or thinking like, man, I got to really step this up. Like, I got to really provide, that's the word I was looking for my child, right? And you being like nonchalant about it, like, it's like, whatever. It's like, all right, bro, because like, when you leave this point, you're going to be paying way more than what you're paying now. You're getting the smoothest discount ever. Ever, my guy, in Phoenix, especially in this location, prime location. Come on, bro. So for you to do that, that's bananas. Very irresponsible. So now I gotta not evict you by end of your lease, bro. You gotta go. When I get re-signed, you, my guy. Because of all the BS and bullshit. Like, this nigga try to use COVID. And I'm like, bro, you can't use COVID. Not in 2022. Probably in like 2020 and 2021-ish. But yeah, you can't do that to not pay your rent. He did that. This nigga doing all this other stuff. And I know, like, bro, he be doing like Uber Eats. This dude be doing like Ship, which is people that, like, I don't know if you guys know that, they get your groceries and bring it to you. At the end of the day, you're paying for the groceries and the convenience fee. You feel me? Same thing with Uber Eats and all that other stuff. Bro, you are paying for that convenience fee. If you are having trouble paying your rent, why are you spending that extra money on that convenience fee? Everybody get your ass in your car and go get it, because you're paying them like what, $15, $10, whatever it is, bro, when it can literally take you not even half a tank of gas to get to where you gotta get to and come back. That's just pure laziness and just like not responsible for your funds. You got to be financially in tune, especially when you got a child. That's how I look at it. And dude, like, smoking hella cigarettes, I'm just like, bro, you got to get your finances in order. Truly. Studios here and one-bedroom apartments are up there. Like, you wild, my guy. But hey,
whatever buddy want to do, whatever buddy want to do.
So, I told my property manager that right when they leave, we're going to do a remodel. You feel me? And when I told them that, they got to send them a letter letting them know, like, yo, at the end of your lease, like, you got to go. And prior to this, right, this dude used to be Daryush, like, super, like, he's still friendly and nice, but before, super friendly and nice. And, hey, whenever he see me, like, hey, sir, how you doing? And stuff like that. I don't even like niggas calling me sir. You feel me? But I just let it be, like, whatever. Hey, sir, how you doing? Hey, Justin. And, you know, just above and beyond type of, like, coolness. Dude, cool. Never gave me a hard time, like, verbally or nothing like that. You know what I mean? Very respectful. Very, very respectful man. But when he got that news, man, man, whole vibe and energy and all that changed. Buddy wasn't talking about no, hey, how you doing? Hey, sir, and this, that, and the third, and whoop-de-whoop. It just wasn't as chirpy, you feel me? Because he'd been here for like 4 years. And his brother, I believe, stays next door. And he kind of like got like his whole life kind of set up in this, in my property area. You feel me? So it's like, it's not bad. It's great for him. Then your rent was low. You're by family. It's just, bro, now everything going to switch up. Not because of me, but because of you and your irresponsibility to keep up what you're responsible, what you're responsible for. And it's just like, damn, man. And another thing I always say too, like, bro, like, it's harder to do this, be a property investor, and you're able to see the family of the lives that you affect. There's the good and the bad. Like, it's good and dope that you are able to provide a roof over someone's head, right? They give you rent for it, of course, but you provide for a family. And that, you know what I mean, warms a nigga heart. But also, it's the other side as well, when you they gotta go, or you gotta evict them, or whatever the case might be. And that just comes with the game. It's the nature of the game. Be like that. You feel me? So, if you guys are planning to get into this game, just think about that. It's much easier for it to do and operate business when you don't know nothing about the tenants, really. To you, they're just really just numbers. Kind of messed up to say, but it'll be the easiest, right? Than putting like a name with a face and a family. You see the child and all this other stuff. It's going to be harder for you to make executive decisions, big boss decisions. Because nobody wants to be the mean landlord or nothing like that. Because like nobody wants to get ripped off. You know what I mean? But some people get their niceness play that's weakness or something like that. And that's why I switch a lot of them landlords up, and they be all super mean because they don't trust people and they got hella fees. Make sure that you don't be playing games. And I feel them, bruh. Like, bro, I'm trying to be cool with you. You're trying to play with me, bruh. Like, I'm not the one that owned the roof over your head, bruh. Not to throw it in your face, but just like, bro, that's exactly is what it is. That's a fact. That's the truth. So be respectful on that end of things. Because at the end of the day, we go to court, bro. I'm a win. Like, you're not going to be able to live here. You know what I mean? Not paying or trying to stay past your lease or whatever the case might be. Like, it's not it. And it went to the point, like, with Unit 2, right? The people before the people that are here, that are there now, like, the people that are there now in Unit 2, like, they're great. You know what I mean? Like, they're mad cool. Not much going on. Like, they chilling. They don't bug me. They always pay on time. Like it's dope. It's fly. So smooth, bruh. So smooth, bruh. But the people before them, man, they're trying to take my kindness for weakness. And I'm like, bruh, I can really get you up out of here, bro. And really, truly be mean and all that whoop-de-whoop stuff. But I choose not to. But because I have had, I'll say, both sides. I've had a bad, dirty tenant or whatever it is, but they pay on time. I've had a kind of dirty tenant but never pay on time. I've had a great tenant that always paid on time, that is smooth, said like niggas is great. Like, nothing's going on, you know? And I want all my tenants like that. For real. For real. Like, it's smooth, less headache, and all that. Even though, like, my property manager deal with most of it, I still gotta hear some things, you know what I mean? But if I don't hear nothing at all and just collect a check, like, that's beautiful. Like, that's great. And it's mad funny as well, like, when, like, you'll hear, like, arguments and stuff, right? Like, when you have the couples or whatever, like, they're mad at each other. Because it's wild, too, because when I lived in my apartment complex, I had an ex-girl at the time that was just extra, bro. Just, you know when they say, like, some people bring out the worst in some people, bro. That's exactly how it was. She brought out the worst in your boy, man. Like, I got more mad than I've ever been in my life. Like, just constantly arguing, just extra, you know what I mean? So niggas will argue. And the thing is, bro, I don't even like to argue. So I be trying to just cut it off and be like, yeah, you're right. Because I don't got time for all that. Because, like, bro, what is this doing for us? What's this doing for me? Like, this ain't helping me. This is lowering my vibration. And this is lowering my opportunity to make bread. My opportunity to think clearly and get to my goal, which has always been to get financial freedom. I got to deal with your ass and get your ass situated, get you calm or whatever the case is, for me to be able to then take care of myself and do what I got to do, get to it. But if I'm spending so much energy trying to calm down a situation that really shouldn't be a situation, but it is with you, it's like, damn. What to do now but to rest, chill, and boom, that whole day was wasted because niggas just been arguing the whole time. But I was just thinking, niggas used to argue. I'm pretty sure like other people that lived around, probably at the bottom, or I lived on third floor, so nobody's on top of me, but probably at the bottom, behind me, across the hall, or to the left of me, probably them niggas was like laughing at our arguments that we had. Because, man, they were hectic. And back then, old girl loved to make a show. Like, loved to put me down and make a show and play the victim and all that other shit. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. We moved up. We moved on to better and greater things. And that's what it is truly about. And that's what I am grateful for and happy for, that all those arguments and low vibrations didn't keep me down forever. I moved up, got up, and made boss moves and boss decisions that put me in a great space and opportunity, way better than the position that I was in previously before I ran into her or when I was with her, which is dope. So I'm saying that to say this, like with the whole arguments, like I remember nigga got a complaint from one of the tenants that the other tenant was arguing and yelling and stuff like that. And I'm like, damn, for real? Arguing like that, like 3 a.m, just wild stuff, yo. Just straight bananas. And I'm just like, man, when is these niggas just gonna chill for the other tenants to go in? And another thing too, like another tenant, this nigga would work at night. He's the one that's he's roommates with Dariush. And he has to work overnight, so he sleep all day. And people, like, they will be arguing. I'm like, bro, this nigga ain't getting no sleep. And he got work overnight? How's this nigga gonna possibly make it? You feel? Don't know how. Don't know how. But they gotta go soon. New remodel, different step, moving on forward, trying to still figure out this deal, man. Like, I gotta, it's like I'm your boy stuck in a hard place right now. Like, I need more bread, but it's like, damn, like, how am I able to even get this bread? For a second property renovation, like, it would be so dope if I had somebody that was on the same wavelength as me, trying to get this bread through real estate. Bruh. Niggas will really get it, bruh. Niggas will really make that joint happen. trying to make it happen, pursuing to make it happen. But it's like, you gotta fight the fight. You feel me? And someone seeing you trying to help yourself out, they will help you put yourself in a better position as well, because they see you, how hard you're fighting, how bad you care about yourself and your situation, trying to better it or whatever. Someone that might be in a better position that you are currently at will be more open and willing to help you because they see you. And for the most part, they can relate, because they'll be like, they'll be able to see themselves in you in a way. And that's like something that you aim for to do. And not put yourself in a worse position or situation. But the situation that I'm currently in, doing my real estate, trying to get my second property and trying to move forward, one of my good friends, Doc, he purchased a rental property. And he had it for, what, like probably like 6 months or a little bit more than that. And he has to actually evict his tenant because his tenant didn't pay for like a month and a half or something like that. And it's just like all bad. And that's another thing too. Like I told you, it's harder for you to see, because he was self-managing it in the beginning. So he would see he see the family. You feel me? And that's harder for you to make those decisions to eviction or whatever. So he made the decision to evict because his property manager is the same as my property manager. You feel me? Yeah, man. When you get the plug, get the resources, the natural resources and stuff like that, you share your information with your nigga. You share it with your friend, brother, family. Like you share it, especially with the ones that you care about and that's going to help you level up and all that stuff. You feel me? I just reciprocate the energy back to you. So I gave him the plug on that. He uses her, and she was saying her name T. Just gonna save names, you know what I mean? So we're gonna go with her name is T, and she was like, "Yeah, you gotta let her go. I know you're trying to be nice, but at the end of the day, this is a business. It's about making money, and that's what it is, bro." You're not in business to make friends and be the cutest, handsomest, beautifulest, prettiest, most friendships. Like, nah, bro. Business at the end of the day is about making bread. Feel me? And that's exactly what you need to do when you got to take some people out. And that's what I'm doing. I got to get this remodel up, raise the prices on the rent because Phoenix price is up there. And we're going to make it happen. You feel me? We're going to make it happen. Hey, man. God is good. God's great. If you're going through any type of situation right now, just know that joint's temporary. And you're stronger than that. Whatever that you might be going through, stay afloat. Don't ever let these people drown you or you drown yourself. Stay afloat. You got it in you, and you go and make it happen. Best believe that. Yeah, man. We're closing this one out. Woo! Man, if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. Turn the post notifications on, man. Yeah, man. It's Justin Blessed. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, and I greatly appreciate that. You feel me? Continue to vibe, continue to rock with me, continue to share the podcast, and just continue to gain this knowledge that I'm dropping. You feel me? Engage with me. Follow me on social media at JustinBless_. That's all social medias, man. It's all the same. At JustinBless_. Man, engage with me. I'll make sure I engage with you right back. Because if it's not for y'all, it wouldn't be for me, because I wouldn't be here doing this for y'all. We all one at the end of the day. We're the human race, and we're just trying to go forward and move forward. From the east to the west, they already know who it is. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. None less, nigga.